Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow impactors, to another episode of the Impactors Podcast. And today we have another guest for you. We have Gene Latting. Now, Gene is the president of Leading Consciously and professor emerita at the Graduate College of Social Work, University of Houston. She's also a consultant, researcher, and educator who focuses on leadership in multicultural and diverse organizations. So, Gene, I just want to start this podcast off by saying thanks for being with me here today.
I am so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump into the first question. It's explaining a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're an impactor.
Okay, so I have basically devoted my whole life to having positive impact. I knew I wanted to be a social worker at age 9. And I didn't know the field, but when I discovered it, I went into it. So I'm a social worker and an organization development specialist by training. I currently focus on leadership in multicultural and diverse organizations. What that means is I consult, I coach, I train, and the whole goal is to have an impact on the community. I currently am offering online programs. I have a membership program focusing on racial and social justice that's ongoing now. And I'm getting ready to launch a program called Mavericks, which will be a more intensive course for people who want to really go into depth on learning how to lead in multicultural and diverse organizations. You know, this is a hot topic today, and I've been doing this for the last umpteen years. So I am more than pleased with the response we've gotten and with the impact people say we're having on their lives.
So explain a little bit more about what you do in multicultural and diverse organizations. When you go in there, what are you trying to do?
People want to go to work. People spend most of their lives at work. And they want to go to work and feel respected, included, and valued, and above all, able to contribute. It's really sad when there are people who have something to give, and the organization, the way it's structured, because of going in the same way it's always gone, this person is not recognized for what they can give. People tend to recognize the potential in people who are the same race and gender as themselves. But they look for performance, proven performance in people who are culturally different from themselves, which means that people who are culturally different have to work harder to prove themselves. They don't just stand, they may not just stand out as someone that the manager or the hirer wants to hire. So I work on the personal end. And of course, then people have their own self-doubts. We all have our self-doubts. So if you feel that someone is not seeing you, you have self-doubt, you're playing from a one-down position. From the leadership standpoint and from the organizational standpoint, how can we set up an organizational structure and a workplace culture that welcomes people and allows them to bring them their whole selves there and allows them to bring forth what they have to offer? So I work on both ends.
So let's jump to the next question then, because I want to ask a little bit more about what you're doing in your community. And the question I have for you is, how are you then with what you're doing with Leading Consciously, making a positive impact in your community?
In my community. Okay, so I'm making a positive impact in a indirect rather than direct. I do consulting with nonprofits, so that's in the community. The people that I'm working with are leaders in their communities. So I'm influencing the people who are influencing the communities. I'm not so much directly hands-on in the community. I used to be, but now I'm more working with leaders who are working in the communities.
Yeah, that's a nice, It does. Yeah, that's the nice thing with impact is it doesn't matter where you are or how you're doing it. You can be behind the scenes or, you know, in the front lines. Either way, this idea of building impact, as long as you're doing it, you can do it in a multifaceted approach.
Right.
So the next question I have for you is from a business perspective. In business, do you believe this idea of impact is an important part of business? And if so, why?
That's a great question. When I first started working in corporations, everybody was talking about driving shareholder value. And I'm thinking, but you're serving the community. Your whole purpose is to give a service to the community. How did the shareholders get in there? But people explained to me that's what it means to be a for-profit business is you're driving shareholder value. Well, I was so pleased, have been so pleased to see that's now changing and that now more and more businesses are realizing that if they don't demonstrate impact, they won't have customers. There's research now that says that people are willing to pay 20% more for a given product or service if they believe in that business and believe that business is having a positive impact on the community. So it's now, and I watch Shark Tank and the entrepreneurs, the Shark Tank venture capitalists are now looking for startups that have a positive impact to the community in addition to the purpose of being in business, which is to make money.
So you're seeing a flip from a traditional model of just looking at profit to looking at, you know, more than just a bottom line, even that triple bottom line approach or even more at this point.
Yes. People are talking about not only the shareholders, but the employees. Are we creating a positive culture? Those that we're serving in the community, are they having a positive experience? And the planet, I hear more and more companies talking about the planet. Are we good citizens in the global economy?
So the last question I have for you today then is more about you. And the question is, what would your advice be for people listening today to begin building their own impact?
Okay, so I would say first and foremost, we need you. We need everybody. People who are wondering how to get started. Every time people call me up and said, you know, I know I want to make a difference. I know I want to do something different. I'm not sure what I should do. And if I know the person well enough, I'll say, you do know what you want to do. The last time I said that to someone, she started crying immediately. She knew, but what it is that she was scared. People are scared to try out their dreams, to go for what they believe in. They think they don't have enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough skills. I don't have enough resources. I don't have enough contacts. If you will allow yourself to know what it is that you want to do, then go ahead and allow that and get started and trust that things will come your way to help you along the path. You don't have to be able to see the whole path. You just have to see the start.
It's a great piece of advice. So I just want to end this podcast today by saying what I said in the beginning as well. Thank you for being with me here. Thank you for bringing a unique perspective. And at the end of the day, I hope that listeners are able to get the importance of multicultural development in organizations and the idea that building impact is what we need to focus on.
Yes. And thank you for this. And thanks for this wonderful podcast.